Thanks, Brad. This morning at 4:30 a.m. on Highway 101, a vehicle versus pedestrian collision occurred. Initial reports say the male pedestrian had a backpack and was standing in the roadway when impact occurred. California Highway Patrol responded, and the area of the roadway has been cleared. We'll have more details as they become available. On Friday, Humboldt County Drug Task Force agents served a search warrant in a residence of the 500 block of Gatliff Eureka. After receiving several complaints from neighbors in the area, agents located 254 growing marijuana plants ranging in height from 6 inches to 3 feet, growing in the garage and the bedroom, along with 2 pounds of processed marijuana bud altogether. The street value was over $120,000. The agents located 5 people in the residence, 2 adults, identified now as 37-year-old Jason Wayne Kyle and 34-year-old Renelda Faye Prudhomme. There were also 7-year-old 2 twin boys and a 17-year-old female in the residence. Due to electrical fire hazards at the marijuana grow operation, County Building and Planning Department and Pacific Gas were notified. The 2 adults were arrested for possession and sale of marijuana, as well as child endangerment charges. DUI arrests are up and DUI fatalities remain at 0. The winter holiday anti-DUI crackdown has resulted in a significant number of DUI arrests from local routine traffic enforcement and special Avoid the 7 DUI deployments during the past several days in Humboldt County. From Friday, December 14th through midnight Saturday this last weekend, officers representing 7 county law enforcement agencies have arrested 47 individuals for driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. In 2011, 40 DUI arrests occurred during the same 16-day period. A magnitude 3.0 earthquake rumbled 9 miles south of Riodel in southern Humboldt County late last night at a depth of 17 miles in the earth. Sequoia Park Zoo was saddened to report the death of longtime beloved zoo resident Rosemary the Bear. Rosemary had been under veterinary care for the last several years due to age-related conditions when zoo staff noticed a significant deterioration in her condition. Friday, a veterinarian examination confirmed that euthanasia was the appropriate course of action. Rosemary was a special part of the zoo's history and will be greatly missed. More KINS News after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Reporter Dan Squire discusses disaster preparedness in our community. Here's Dan with more.
In this month's Our Community, we have focused on disaster preparedness, being ready for an assortment of conditions from major storms to tsunami and earthquake readiness, and being ready for difficult and dangerous driving conditions as you travel in and out of our region. While we may be aware of the dangers we should be prepared for, going about it and putting together the necessary equipment and resources in the event of a natural or man-made disaster is the most important step. One of the first places you should check is with the local Red Cross. They'll have information and planning needs on hand that are in many cases specifically tailored to your community. In addition to the Red Cross, each county along the North Coast, Curry, Del Norte, and Humboldt, all have offices of emergency services staffed with professionals whose task it is to prepare local governments for disasters. There, you'll also find information specifically tailored to local conditions, as well as information about what local governments can provide during, and more importantly, following an emergency.
Thanks, Dan. With the KIN essence of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.